El Paso appoints Mexican-American Cultural Center director. Texas border business. El Paso, Texas. The city of El Paso is preparing to open the new Mexican-American Cultural Center, and in preparation for the opening, the city is pleased to announce the appointment of El Pasoan Rebecca Munoz as the new director for the Mexican-American Cultural Center, MACC. The new center, which is a part of the Museums and Cultural Affairs Department, MCAD, is expected to open in early 2024. Munoz, a visual artist and cultural producer, has more than 20 years of experience in development, fundraising, and arts and cultural event coordination in the grassroots, nonprofit, and public sector. Most recently, she served as the MCAD's cultural program manager, overseeing signature events and grant-making programs. Rebecca has a long tenure within MCAD, and we're pleased to have her on board as the new director of the MACC, said Cultural Affairs and Recreation Managing Director Ben Fife. She has been instrumental in MCAD's growth, including initiating the Downtown Art and Farmers Market, growing the attendance of signature events like Chalk the Block and the Dia de los Muertos, and overseeing the city's grant-making process to award $1.5 million to support our local artists and nonprofit organizations. We're tremendously excited for her leadership as we open the MACC and begin hiring an exceptional team for the center. Munoz holds a Master of Fine Arts degree with a concentration in painting from New Mexico State University and a Bachelor of Arts degree with a concentration in philosophy from UTEP. She is currently pursuing her PhD in rhetoric and writing studies with a focus on visual rhetoric from UTEP. Munoz begins her new role as the director of the Mexican-American Cultural Center effective immediately. The MACC is dedicated to the preservation and celebration of El Paso's unique Mexican-American culture and history. The MACC will include amenities and programmatic spaces that will provide opportunities for creative output within all creative disciplines. It will include exhibition and performance spaces, including a state-of-the-art auditorium and black box theater. It will feature classrooms and a dance studio, broadcast and recording studios, an artist-in-residence studio, indoor and outdoor programmable spaces, and archival facilities. It will also offer culinary programs and a rooftop lounge.